So in year three at St. Peter's School here in Woolworth, and we've been doing a lot of work in literacy, all about place grips. So I need to find out a lot more. I am very fortunate I've got four of my year three friends who have joined me. So your names, please.
Hey, I'm Amelia.
Hi, I'm Georgie.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hi, I'm Io.
Wonderful, we have Amelia, we have Georgie, Ethan and Io speaking in his lovely loud voice, all from year three. Right, guys, place grips. So in literacy, you can sum up on place grips. Amelia, please, can you tell people, can you describe what is a place grip, please?
A place grip is when, like, you have someone and it says, let's say if it was a narrator, it'll write down narrator and then it'll have the
semicolon. Well remembered, that's fine.
And then it would say, once upon a time and the rest on.
Yeah, so it's like a story.
Yeah.
But maybe if we ask Georgie, so how would a play script, Georgie, how is it different to some of the storybooks that we might read at home or before we go to bed, maybe?
Because actors might read them.
Yeah, perfect. So what a play script does, it tells you who's speaking, who's going to speak first, who's going to speak second. So you can imagine maybe when we go to Shakespeare's Globe, that's what the actors would be rehearsing with their play script. Right, Ethan, so we've been hearing a bit about the narrator. What is the role of the narrator, please? What does the narrator do?
The narrator is the one that starts the story. So, like, he says once upon a time and he's sometimes in the middle of the story and that sometimes at the end.
Yeah, so he's not really, or he or she, is not really...
in the story.
Yeah, perfect. The narrator is not actually in the story. They're almost as if they're on the outside of the story.
Yeah.
And they're telling you what's happening. Yeah. And they're filling in all the information that you didn't know.
Yeah.
Right, a wonderful description. Right, and Io, sitting very, very patiently. So we've been doing work on which particular book?
The Three Little Pigs.
Right, we should really go through and then list the main characters that you've been working on, please, Io.
There's Wolfie, Mr. Pig... Pinky,
Hairy and Curly, and Mummy,
and
Wolfie.
And not forgetting the most important role of the... of the narrator. Yeah, he's also playing a part in this story. So maybe if you want to explain, Io, what have you been doing in Year 3 here at St. Peter's in class? What kind of work have you been doing on your play scripts?
We had to be writing... we had to be writing on a plain paper... then we had to write straight and straight and straight until there was another piece of paper if we finished. If you want to, you can do it at home. And
so we've been really like brainstorming ideas for the Three Little Pigs. So working in groups, we've done this same kind of exercise, thinking about what the narrator does, what characters they are, and then using huge, large pieces of paper so we can brainstorm all of our thoughts. We've written out our own Year 3 Three Little Pig scripts, which are fantastic. And so that has been great. So thank you to Amelia, to Georgie, Ethan and Io for explaining all about the Year 3 play script work. Okay then, guys.
And thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.